With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The province has announced more initiatives aimed at increasing the amount of affordable housing in Nova Scotia. The federal and provincial governments announced over $916,000 to the Community Housing Capacity Program. According to a release from the province, the grants will fund governance and operations reviews, growth and development plans, create community land trusts, and other capacity building needs. Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing John Lohr says one of the ways the Community Housing Capacity Program can be used by community groups is to develop a co-op approach to housing.
They know their communities best, and we're optimistic that this seed money will provide for more projects in the future.
Lohr was also in Dartmouth Monday to announce the Nova Scotia government will spend $21.8 million in a forgivable loan to subsidize 373 residences in a new 875-home development. The agreement between the province and Clayton Developments stipulates the units must remain affordable for 20 years. Rents in the new development could be as low as $605 per month for a one-bedroom apartment or $788 a month for a two-bedroom, based on current Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation data. This project uses the last of the $35 million committed in the Quick Start program to create 1,100 new affordable housing units. But Lohr says the province isn't finished yet.
This Mount Hope was always part of the plan for the $35 million Quick Start program, yes. There will be more affordable housing announcements to come.
Lohr stopped short of committing the government to building more public housing units, indicating they prefer to find development partners.
No government has added to the public housing stock in 30 years, and we're responding to the crisis. We believe that this is a very efficient use of what resources we have, and we're very pleased to be doing it this way.
The new units are expected to be ready for occupants by fall of 2023. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.